A disaster of a different kind took place 1 year ago tomorrow. Three high-voltage power lines in Ohio sagged and made contact with overgrown trees. The lines were burdened with too much electrical power. Shortly after, 50 million people lost power in the largest blackout in U.S. history. Politicians, engineers, and power companies called for change then. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that few of those reforms have come to pass.
It was a sunny Thursday afternoon, just around 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and no one quite knew what was happening.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dale Willman. Power has been lost to parts of New York City in the last few minutes. There are very few details about the outage at this time. NPR has also confirmed that there is a major outage in Detroit as well, and there have been unconfirmed reports of outages in other cities across the country and in Canada. The United Nations Security Council.
It was bad. The blackout spread from Ohio up into Michigan, Ontario, into New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont. In New York City, commuters stuck in the subway had to crawl out. That night, things were calm. A man stood with a candelabra near Times Square. Others sat outside drinking beer, playing cards. It took 4 months to trace out the sequence of equipment failures, bad timing, and negligence that led to the outage. A joint U.S.-Canadian investigation blamed the Ohio utility First Energy for not keeping its trees adequately trimmed. Ellen Rain says they're trimmed now. She's a spokesperson for First Energy.
We've walked all 11,000 miles of our high-voltage transmission lines in all three states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, and cleared trees that could potentially be a problem.
The report also faulted the organization known as MISO that watches over the grid in much of the Midwest. One memorable detail, a technician had fixed a computer that monitors the grid, then went to lunch, forgetting to reset it. Claire Moeller is a vice president at MISO. He says he's sure the guy felt bad.
Yeah, he's, you know, lower than whale poop.
To be fair, he says that particular computer tool was still being tested. Moeller says things have improved since.
Prior to August 14th, the role that the industry had given us was like that of a town crier. Our job was to inform the industry on kind of an ongoing real-time basis about what all the neighbors were doing. The role since August 14th has moved to more of a town constable.
Where MISO will say to a power company, things look dicey in this region, you need to do A, B, or C, but you need to fix things now. Apart from the trees and the computer and communication problems, experts couldn't really agree on the deeper problem. The grid needed more local generation. No, it needed to be more connected. It needed more regulation. It needed better deregulation. After the blackout, the U.S. and Canadian task force recommended at least the establishment of mandatory reliability standards. Congress considered that as part of its gigantic energy bill, but the bill hasn't passed. So right now, standards like how much power lines are allowed to sag are voluntary. The North American Electric Reliability Council, an industry organization, is trying to use peer pressure to encourage compliance. It started to audit the power industry and post each organization's results on the web. Michael Gent is the Reliability Council's president. He says this appears to be working.
You can never say never, but I think it's very highly unlikely that we're going to have any kind of a cascading outage.
Ever?
Highly unlikely.
Steve Connors, an energy analyst at MIT, says these fixes don't amount to much. He says it's still no one's direct responsibility to guarantee the grid as a whole operates reliably. Last year's blackout wasn't bad enough to create the political will to make real changes.
Unfortunately, it's got to hurt. The one last year, you know, was pretty much an inconvenience and actually a happy one after things like 9/11.
Overall, the grid works pretty well. Official numbers are that when you plug something in, there's electricity 99.9984% of the time. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.